Hello.
Hello, my name is Edward. I'm calling from Metro Research. We're conducting a poll of people's opinions towards public affairs and current events, and this number was selected at random. Are you currently registered to vote at this address?
Yes.
Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Republican.
Republican. Awesome. What are the chances you will vote in the November general elections for president, Senate, Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Certain to vote?
Certain to vote.
Okay. Awesome. Would you please tell me your age?
72.
Okay. In Florida, the media describes people as either black or African American, Anglo or white, or Hispanic. How would you describe yourself?
I'm white.
White. Generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are heading in the right direction or the wrong direction?
Right.
Right direction. Thinking about elections for Congress, would you vote for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Republican.
Republican. Definitely Republican or a lean Republican?
Definitely Republican.
Definitely. Okay. I would like to ask you your impressions of some people and organizations you may have heard of. As I reach each one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion on them, a somewhat favorable opinion, somewhat unfavorable opinion, or a very unfavorable opinion. If you don't recognize one of them, that's okay. Just let me know. Here's the first one. Darren Soto.
Favorable.
Somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Just favorable.
Somewhat favorable?
Yes.
Okay. Democrats in Congress?
Unfavorable.
Somewhat or very favorable?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Thomas Kalifu or Kalifux?
Unfavorable.
Unfavorable. Somewhat or very unfavorable?
Just somewhat.
Somewhat. Kamala Harris?
Unfavorable. Very
okay.
Unfavorable.
Very? Okay.
Very.
Project 2025.
A myth. Project 25 is a myth.
Okay. But if you have to choose between how favorable do you feel, how would you rate it?
It's a myth. I can't rate a myth.
Just for the survey, can you give me an answer?
I don't. Project 25 is somebody's made up.
Okay. No worries then. What about Donald Trump?
Donald Trump is the best thing that we can have in this country. So it's as most favorable as you can possibly be.
Okay. So very favorable. What about the MAGA Republicans?
The who?
The MAGA Republicans.
MAGA Republicans are okay.
Okay. Do you feel somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Favorable.
Somewhat or very?
Very.
Very. Okay. What about Joe Biden? Joe Biden.
Joe Biden's a joke. He's a crook.
So in your case, that would be somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very, very unfavorable. He's a crook.
Okay. And by last, Ron DeSantis.
Ron DeSantis is a very great governor.
Okay.
Done a heck of a job.
So would you rate it as very favorable or
very, very,
favorable?
Very favorable.
Very, very. Okay. Awesome. Thinking about the job Joe Biden is doing as president, do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove. He's a joke.
Okay. And thinking about the job Darren Soto is doing as congressman for this district, do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
He's okay. I approve.
Okay. Somewhat or strongly approve?
I guess somewhat.
Somewhat. And if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Kamala Harris, the Democrat, which one do you think you will vote for?
There's no doubt it's Donald Trump.
Okay. Lean for Donald Trump or definitely for Donald Trump?
It's a definite Donald Trump.
Definitely. Okay. And if the elections for United States Senate were today and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Debbie Mokersopagwell, the Democrat, which one do you think you will vote for?
I know I'll vote for Rick Scott.
Rick Scott. Lean Rick Scott or definitely
Rick Scott? Definitely Rick Scott.
Okay. If the elections for United States Congress were held today and the candidates were Thomas Califu, the Republican candidate, and Aaron Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
I'm not sure on that one. I'll just probably go Republican just because I'm a Republican.
Okay. So I'll be leaning towards Thomas Califu.
Yes.
Okay. As you may know, there will be an amendment to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. This is how it reads. No law should prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient's healthcare provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
I probably wouldn't vote on that.
Okay. Thanks for the answer. We're almost done. I would like to read you two brief statements about two of the candidates for Congress. The first one is Darren Soto. It says, Darren Soto is the current congressman for Central Florida. Soto is an experienced legislator who works tirelessly to deliver for Central Florida. He worked to pass bipartisan legislation that expands health care for veterans exposed to burn pits and toxic substances. Soto also helped pass a law that capped the price of insulin to $35 for those on Medicare, so families don't have to choose between life-saving medication and paying the bills. Soto will always fight efforts to cut Social Security or make healthcare more expensive for Central Florida families. The second statement is regarding Colonel Thomas Califu. It says, he's an experienced business owner and decorated military veteran who served for over 30 years. Colonel Califu will put America first by enforcing the laws necessary for securing the border against the out-of-control flow of illegal immigrants, fight for fiscal responsibility by cutting wasteful government spending, and make us independent from foreign energy sources. Colonel Califu will take his experience as a small business and multi-million dollar enterprise leader to continue to grow opportunities in our community. If the elections for United States Congress were held today and the candidates were Thomas Califu, the Republican candidate Aaron Soto, the Democratic candidate, which do you think we'll vote for?
I'd probably go the Republican.
The Republican. So it'll be Thomas Califu. Okay.
Yes.
Perfect. Which of the following issues do you think is the most important for Congress to focus on their attention right now? Here's the list. First, making owning a home more affordable. Second, bringing down rent prices. Third, protecting abortion rights. Fourth, protecting Social Security and Medicare. Fifth, lowering inflation and gas prices. Sixth, promoting traditional values in school. Seventh, lowering grocery prices. Eighth, making healthcare affordable for working families. Ninth, improving I-4 and traffic congestion in Central Florida. 10th, tackling crime and improving public safety. 11th, securing our border. 12th, ending the gun violence epidemic. And the last, creating jobs and increasing wages in Central Florida.
Well, that's a lot to think about.
I know.
Corruption is my biggest issue. Corruption and the echelon of our government. There's a lot of corruption going on. Mm-hmm. That has to be stopped before we can get our country back right. So whatever has to do with corruption, government corruption is my biggest issue.
Okay. And what will be your next most important issue out of the ones I mentioned before? If you would like me to, I can read them to you again.
Probably border control.
Securing our border? Okay.
Yes.
Awesome. Let me read you some some reasons people give for voting for a candidate for the U.S. Congress. Assuming that each of these is accurate, please tell me how convincing a reason you think it will be to vote for that candidate. Will it be very convincing, only somewhat convincing, or will it have virtually no effect at all? Or you let me know if you have another opinion. The first one says, Thomas Califier will put an end to the border crisis that's filling our community with dangerous criminals who take advantage of Joe Biden's and Kamala Harris' open border policies. That for you is very convincing, somewhat convincing, or it has no effect?
They like to talk a lot, but I like to see what their actions are. So far, Donald Trump's the only one that acts on what he says. So if this guy acts on what he says, he's got my support.
Okay.
If he'll control the border, he'll have my support.
Okay.
But most of them just love to talk to you about it. Trump was the only one that ever did anything. Everything he ran on president in 2016, he followed through, plus some. So if we get more people like that, we haven't had one of those since Reagan. Until Donald Trump. So it was nice to see another one do what they said.
So based on that statement, if Thomas Califier puts an end on the crisis border, that will be a very convincing reason for you or somewhat convincing reason?
I would support him after that because he's doing what he said he'd do.
Very convincing. Okay. The next one says, Thomas Califier is a fiscal conservative who will rein in out of control of federal spending, excessive stimulus packages, and supply chain disruptions that are fueling inflation and hurting working families. That for you is very convincing, somewhat convincing, or has no effect?
Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat. Thomas Califier will support the Trump-baked America First policies that prioritize American citizens. As a veteran who served for over 30 years, Califier will make sure he take much better care of those who have served and work to solve veteran homelessness. For you, that's very convincing or somewhat convincing, or has no effect?
Somewhat convincing on all of them. He has to show me. He has to get elected and then show me.
So you sound to me that you are the type of person who likes to be told what they say with actions. And that's totally
no
okay.
That's totally Don't talk okay. to me about it. Just do it.
I agree. That's a way to think. I will read you some statements about Darren Soto, and I will let you to please tell me if he is very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect. It says, okay. Darren Soto opposes any policy that would allow the government to monitor a woman's pregnancy and make medical decisions for her. That's very convincing, somewhat convincing, or has no effect.
No effect.
Okay. Darren Soto helped bring down prices for prescription drugs and cap out-of-pocket costs for seniors, and is working to lower healthcare costs for everyone. That's very convincing. Somewhat convincing or no effect?
No effect. He votes the opposite, so.
I see your point. And the last one. It says, Soto has worked to keep our community safe from dangerous criminals. Soto supports common sense gun laws picked by sheriffs and has brought home tens of millions of dollars for our local law enforcement and provided funding for the largest increase of agents in Border Patrol history, hiring 22,000 new Border Patrol agents to crack down on fentanyl and illegal entries. For you, that's very convincing, somewhat convincing, or it has no effect.
That's no effect because it's just more people to watch them come in.
Okay. Well, now do you have heard a little bit more? If the elections for United States Congress were held today and the candidates were Thomas Colifoo, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democrat candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
The Republican, no doubt now.
Okay, Thomas. Let me read you some statements about candidates running for U.S. Congress, assuming that each of these following statements is accurate. Please tell me if this will cause you to have a serious doubt about voting for that candidate, only some doubts where it will have virtually no effect on your decision. Here's the first one. Darren Soto has been rubber stamped for the failed Biden-Harris policies that have made gas prices skyrocket and made life more expensive for Central Florida families. He even made life harder by working families by voting for tax increases that targeted our small businesses. That for you raises serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect.
Serious doubts.
Serious doubts. Okay. Colifoo called for a, quote, complete overhaul of the existing healthcare system. The Affordable Care Act, which will roll back healthcare for millions of Americans, including those with pre-existing conditions. That raises serious doubt, some doubt, or no effect.
No effect.
No effect. As chairman of the Osceola County School Board, Thomas Colifoo voted to give himself a 3.8% pay raise while criticizing, and I quote, wasteful spending in the education budget and voting to increase taxes for Osceola families. That raises serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
Serious doubts.
Serious doubts. Okay. Darren Soto has supported the failed immigration policies that have let millions of criminals cross our borders and make our communities less safe. Since being elected, Darren Soto has made our lives harder, not easier, and we can't trust him with another term in Congress. That's where you raise a serious doubt, some doubt, or no effect.
No effect.
No effect. Okay. Thomas Colifoo personally loaned his campaign $2 million and is charging his own campaign interest, allowing him to turn a profit by running for office. That for you raises serious doubt, some doubt, or no effect.
No effect.
No effect. And by last, mega landlord Thomas Colifoo went to court to evict over 50 small businesses, including a church in Kissimmee, and has tied up the courts pursuing a host of small claim suits. That for you raises serious doubt, some doubt, or no effect.
No effect.
No effect. Okay. We're heading to the last part of the survey. I honestly want to thank you for your time and participation. Now that you have heard a little bit more, if the election for United States Congress were today, and the candidates were Thomas Colifoo, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
The Republican.
Yes, you'll Thomas Colifoo. Okay, awesome. Now, last part of the survey. What is your primary source for national and political news? Orlando Sentinel, your local newspaper, El Nuevo Dia, local networks affiliates like CBS, ABC, NBC, Fox, Univision, Telemundo, Omega TV, and American TV. Cable News Network.
Newsmax.
Okay. Is that your local newspaper?
No, that's on TV.
That's on TV. Okay. Newsmax. Awesome. Thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden or some other candidate?
I voted for Donald Trump.
Trump. Just a few more questions. For only for aesthetical purposes, what was the last grade or degree you completed in school?
What did you complete the school?
I completed school in 1970.
What grade?
Okay. I was a senior. 12 years.
12 years. Okay. Do any children under the age of 18 live under your home?
No. I have great-grandchildren now.
Okay. Congratulations. That's good. The family got bigger.
Yes.
If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, moderate, or conservative in your local beliefs, in your political beliefs, I'm sorry?
I'm a conservative.
Conservative. Okay. Do you consider yourself somewhat conservative or very conservative?
I'm somewhat conservative.
Somewhat conservative. Okay. Awesome. This concludes our survey. I honestly want to thank you again for your time. You've been very kind and polite, so I just really hope you have a good night. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Thank you, and you too.
Sure. Thanks. Bye. Appreciate that. Bye-bye. Take care.
You too.